Well, it is a joy to be with you this morning, and I'm glad to have the opportunity to share the word. It's been a while, but pray for me. I'm getting to be an old man. Matter of fact, I think I'll put my glasses on. So we're doing the I Am series, and a while back, Beverly, in speaking, quoted from Exodus 3:14, and Aaron spoke about it last week, where Moses is before God. God's telling him to go lead the people out of Israel, and Moses says, who do I tell them sent me? And God said to Moses, I am that I am. Tell them I am has sent you. And that's a beautiful introduction for this whole I Am series. Because when Jesus is saying, I am, he's referencing back. Because Jesus is now announcing the new salvation for God's people. The old ones got delivered from Egypt. The new ones get delivered from sin, from eternal judgment, the I Am series. And it's beautiful that I get to speak on Palm Sunday out of John 14, because that is indeed a Palm Sunday passage. It's Jesus with his disciples as they're going to Jerusalem, where Jesus is going to be crucified. And he's talking to them about that beforehand. They don't get it, but he's telling them about it. And I hope this morning you'll get it, okay? Tune in. He ends the 14th chapter by saying, I'm going to the Father, and you can't come with me yet. But I'm going to go to the Father. And so let's look at John 14. Starts out with verse 1. Do we get that on the board, please? Yes. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Don't worry. Don't let your hearts be troubled. That's a passive verb. Passive verb is something where the action is done to it. Any of you ever have trouble being troubled? I got enough worry of my own, but there's a lot of things out there that worry me, that are pressuring me. And Jesus says, you're going to be going through some difficult times. Don't get uptight about it, okay? Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Difficult times do come in our lives. And Jesus is there to see us through them. But we have to have a barrier, a wall. It's easy to get troubled. It says, don't let it happen. You believe in God, believe also in me. We need to take our burdens, our worries, our troubles, and roll them on Jesus. Amen? Amen. Do it. And verse 2. In my Father, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus tells his disciples, I'm going to prepare a place. It isn't that he was going to go there and fix up the rooms, okay? His going prepared the place. His death on the cross, his payment for sin, and the resurrection prepares the place for us. That's the preparation. The going prepares a place for you. In that we trust. God has lots of places, lots of room. The question is, how do we get there? We're a bunch of sinners. We need to be able to get there. Jesus is the way. His going prepares the place. And then in verse 4 and 5 and 6. And you know where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You ever ask for directions? How do I get to Joe's house? Well, you go down the road about 2.5 miles, then you take a left where there's a house with a red barn. You turn left there, and you go up there about a couple miles, and then there's another barn on the left that's blue, and you turn right there, and you go down 2 exits to the left, and you turn left, and his house is the third on the right. You got that? Duh. I'm not going to get there. Or how about, just so happens I'm going there too. Hop in the back of my car and I'll give you a ride. Jesus says, I'm the way. When he says that, he isn't giving us directions. He's taking us there. He's providing for us. In Acts chapter 4, it says, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. He is the way, the only way, the only way in the whole earth. Other religions, other philosophies, self-righteousness doesn't do it. He is the way. Hebrews 10:19-20. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. He provided for us the only means of salvation that there is. Nothing else works. We need to just trust in him. He's not a way, he's the way. He's also the truth. I'm the way, I'm the truth. Back then, if you wanted to know the truth, you ask the Pharisees, and they'll tell you all the laws, the 666 laws of the Old Testament, whatever. Jesus says, no, I'm the truth. I'm the true way. I'm the true vine. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus. He is the truth. We live in a culture, in a world that doesn't hold to the idea of the truth, of absolutes. Everything's relative. You believe what you want to believe, I'll believe what I want to believe. But that's not the case. There's one truth, and that's wrapped up in Jesus Christ, who he is and what he's done. And we need to trust in him and not give in to the ways of the world. I am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life, Jesus said. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I'm sure most of you have that verse memorized, right? If not, you should. John 3:16. It's a powerful verse. It talks about God's love for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only unique Son. He sent God the Son onto the earth. And it's bad enough to be human, right? He became human and then died on the cross for our sins, that we might have eternal life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus is the source of all life. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The Word spoke out and created the world, breathed life into all of us. And now he brings eternal life. Life above and beyond this world. Life forever. Life on a whole new plane of existence. And we have that life through Jesus, because he is the life. John 6:54 says, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Eating his flesh, drinking his blood is a spiritual term, I believe. We don't just eat his body. But he died for us. We do the Lord's Supper in remembrance of him. But that's not his flesh, literally. It is his flesh on the cross. He died and suffered for us. And we need to take that into our lives and let it nourish us. And the fact that he spilled his blood We need to drink it in a spiritual sense. Say, Jesus, I receive your life. I want your power to flow in and through me. I want you to fill me. I submit myself to you. Give me that eternal life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Then in verse 7, he says, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and that's enough for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe me on account of the works themselves. Jesus is saying, Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because the Father is in me. All that I'm doing, I do by the Father. Which of you have raised anybody from the dead? Which of you has healed the lame? It's the Father who does these things, and he's doing it in and through me. I'm one with the Father. I'm the second person of the Godhead. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I have his life, his nature, his power working in and through me. He's not a second-class citizen. He's fully divine. And we need to recognize him as God the Son. Serve him and honor him for who he really is. One in nature with the Father. We see Jesus' identity in his ministry, what he does, we see it in his nature, who he is. And let's look now at what his goal is for us. Verse 12. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I'm going to the Father. Wow. He says, we're going to do what Jesus did. You're going to do the works that I do. What did Jesus do? He taught. He went out and proclaimed the kingdom of God. And he did miracles. He demonstrated God's grace and magnificence to people in their time of need. And that's what he wants to do through you and me. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to proclaim the kingdom of God, to let God's word flow through you to other people, the people you go to school with, the people you work with, the people you live with, your friends, your relatives, even the people you don't get along with. That's God's goal for his disciples. If you're going to be a follower of Jesus, you need to reach out. You need to be an instrument of God's grace. And who knows, he might even do some miracles through you. I've seen God use me for a number of miracles in people's lives. It's not like an everyday factor, but I've seen God heal people. I remember when we were just starting out in ministry, there was a college student who messed up his knee. And he was a Clarkson student. He was playing basketball and boom, threw his knee out of joint. And I remember laying hands on him and praying for him and feel that knee get back in shape. Ah, wow, it worked. Many times I've laid hands on sick people and seen God heal them. Yeah, there's been some times I prayed for sick people and they weren't healed. Okay. But there's many times where they have been. And God wants to work through you. Someone's complaining about something, say, let me pray for you. And reach out, lay hands on them and pray for them. And see what God will do. Share with them. Speak out, Jesus. Share your faith. You'll see people come to Christ. Be bold. God wants to use you. Jesus wants to work through you. If you're my disciples, you're going to do these things. That's what Jesus said. Amen? Amen. Jesus' goal for us is one thing. That's in verse 12. Verse 13 and 14 talks about his goal and his promise to his disciples. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Oh, wow. That means if I say, in Jesus' name, amen, it'll happen, right? No. That's not exactly what he's saying. It's still good to pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. What you ask in my name, what you ask in reference to my divinity, in reference to who I am, in reference to what I've done, my name. Name isn't just J-E-S-U-S, okay? Suppose someone comes and knocks on your door at 2 a.m. Open up. You'll have second thoughts, right? Suppose the knock is open in the name of the law. I'm a police officer. It's just not P-O-L-I-C-E that you're opening to. It's who he is, who he represents, his authority, his personhood. And we need to pray in Jesus' name. Pray the things that are his will, his purpose, the things that he wants to accomplish. Lord, I believe this is of you. I believe you want to see this happen. And I pray in Jesus' name that you will do it. That's the kind of prayer that he answers. Amen. We need to be people who function in Jesus' name, who let the light and love of Jesus flow through us to a messed up world. I've mentioned before, I checked this statistic, St. Lawrence County is number one in New York State, the whole state of New York, in binge drinkers. We got a bigger alcoholic problem than the whole rest of the country, the whole rest of the state, and much of the country. There's a needy world around us. There's a lot of people headed for hell, a lot of people in misery and pain and agony in their hearts. And we have the key that they need. It's Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we need to take him to others. Are you ready to do that? I say, are you ready to do that? Are you ready to do that? Yeah. Amen. Okay. I'd like the worship team to come forward. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we want to be your servants. We thank you for being our Savior. And we want to put that into practice in our lives. We want your love, your truth, your life to flow through us to a needy world around us, the campuses, the community, our friends, our relatives, the people we don't get along with. We want to be your instruments of grace and life and power. We submit ourselves to you to that end. We thank you for coming. As we celebrate this Palm Sunday, as we look forward to celebrating your death, burial, and resurrection, we want it to have purpose and meaning in our lives and our ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.